Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Wednesday, January 22nd. You'll be interested to know. 51 years ago, today in 1973, the United States Supreme Court issued a landmark decision in Roe v. Wade, determining that a Texas law prohibiting abortion in most circumstances infringed upon a woman's constitutional right to privacy. This pivotal ruling significantly shaped the legal landscape regarding reproductive rights in the United States, sparking ongoing debate and activism. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect stomach-to-shoulder-high swell on Wednesday morning, remaining glassy with light offshore winds, then becoming semi-bumpy in the afternoon. On Thursday, expect knee-to-waist-high swell with glassy morning conditions, shifting onshore in the afternoon. On Friday, expect similar knee-to-waist-high swell with clean morning conditions, transitioning to semi-bumpy in the afternoon. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego, it's looking clean at 3 to 4 feet until noon. After that, it turns choppy to fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot outgoing mid-tide when the east swell is 3 feet at 14 seconds and the offshore wind is 4 miles per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be 1 foot at 11:15 a.m. with a half foot low tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 42 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:12 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:48. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today with a high near 71 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low around 52 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 73 and light northwest winds. Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low around 48. Friday remains mostly sunny with a high near 70. A slight chance of rain showers arrives Friday night, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 47. Saturday brings rain showers and mostly cloudy conditions, with a high near 60. Rain continues Saturday night, with a low around 46. Sunday is likely to see more rain showers, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 59. Expect a chance of rain showers Sunday night with a low around 43. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California firefighters emphasize that there is no longer a distinct fire season as the risk of wildfires is a year-round concern. However, there is increased vigilance during the dry fall and winter months, particularly when Santa Ana winds pose a significant threat. As of yesterday, wildfires are currently active in San Diego County. A brush fire ignited near the Fashion Valley Mall in Mission Valley. The Lilac Fire has burned 80 acres and is 30% contained. The Pala Fire in Fallbrook grew to 17 acres, while a brush fire in Poway threatened homes, but was contained at 3 acres. Now on to sports. Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, and Billy Wagner have been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, receiving baseball's highest honor. Suzuki, a legend known for his wizard-like skills, led the voting with 393 out of 394 votes, achieving an impressive 99.75%. Sabathia followed with 86.8%, while Wagner garnered 82.5%. This induction marks an important milestone. Suzuki is the first Japanese-born player in the Hall, while Wagner becomes the first left-handed closer. The induction ceremony will take place in Cooperstown, New York, on July 27th. In local sports, last night, the Lakers dominated the Wizards, 111-88 at home. LeBron James had a triple-double, scoring 21 points, alongside 13 rebounds and 13 assists. Anthony Davis added a solid 22 points. The Lakers' record improves to 23-18, while the Wizards continue to struggle at 6-36. Tomorrow night, the iconic rivalry continues as the Celtics face the Lakers at Crypto.com Arena. And tonight, the Kings at 25-14-5 take on the Panthers in the City of Angels. In top news, yesterday, President Donald Trump announced a private sector investment of up to $500 billion to enhance infrastructure for artificial intelligence. This initiative is backed by technology leaders, including OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle, who are launching a joint venture called Stargate. Trump stated the project will generate over 100,000 jobs. The first data centers, each spanning 500,000 square feet, are already under construction in Texas. This investment comes as demand for power-intensive data centers grows, with increased risks of power supply issues looming in the next decade. In business news, Bitcoin is experiencing a rise after the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, announced it will launch a crypto task force aimed at developing a regulatory framework for digital assets. Acting Chairman Mark Aida stated that the group will establish paths for registration, create disclosure requirements, and deploy enforcement resources judiciously. Bitcoin was up approximately 2.1% to $106,000, nearing its record high. While the announcement is seen as positive, the official Trump token is struggling, hovering around $39.63. Analysts suggest the recent market dip is due to profit-taking amid regulatory uncertainties. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $106,000. Ethereum is just over $3,300. And Goetzius Maximus is about 26 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In the world of cryptocurrency, the profit margin largely hinges on the physics of computers and energy conversion. Just as ancient miners sought gold, modern enthusiasts can mine digital currency like Monero using devices such as the Raspberry Pi. However, the financial returns are minimal. After running a Raspberry Pi for 12 hours, one would earn just a fraction of a cent. With electricity costs factored in, mining can become a costly endeavor. While some opt for expensive mining machines, the energy consumption raises questions about its efficiency and sustainability, given that cryptocurrency is ultimately a human-made concept. And in entertainment news, Ryan Gosling is reportedly in negotiations to star in a new Star Wars film directed by Sean Levy, known for his work on Deadpool and Wolverine. This project has been in development since 2022, with a script crafted by Jonathan Tropper. While details remain scarce, the film is intended to be a standalone story, separate from the established Skywalker saga. If finalized, this deal would accelerate production, potentially beginning this fall. Gosling's involvement is notable, as his casting marks a rare instance of an A-list actor joining the Star Wars universe, following a trend of emerging talents in past trilogies. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American adventurer and author, Christopher McCandless. And he said, "The joy of life comes from our encounters with new experiences. And hence, there is no greater joy than to have an endlessly changing horizon. For each day, you have a new and different sun." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.